Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's power in the name of Jesus. Wonder-working power moving in this hour. May he be continually glorified to break every chain of sickness and disease, oppression, depression. It's power in the name of Jesus. And we say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. What a word of the Lord comes alive. We come to bless the Lord, oh my soul. All within me will bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healed all our diseases, who redeemed our life from destruction, who satisfied our crown with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied our mouth with good things, that our youth is renewed like an eagle. Oh, we come to bless his name today. It's strength in the name of Jesus. It's peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we welcome him this morning with a humble heart and stretched out arms to have his way this awesome Sunday morning. Oh, we say thank you, Lord, how you kept us all night as we slept in slumber. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you for breakthroughs on today, Lord God. We praise you in advance for breakthroughs today, Lord God. Because we will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes, it's power in the name of Jesus to heal cancer, to heal all manner of sickness and diseases. Oh, we say thank you, Lord God. Because you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for stopping by every city, every state, every nation right now, God. Healing and delivering right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because if it had not been for you, where would we be this day, Lord God? You allowed us to see a new day, Lord God. And we say thank you. We welcome you in our services on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you in our homes on today, Lord God. We welcome you in our neighborhoods today. Have your way today, Lord God. And we say thank you. You're married to the backslider today. We say thank you. Slide them back to you, Lord Jesus, that only you can do, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We even thank you for our neighbor's children today, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home, every hospital, every sick and shut-in today. We thank you for doing a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because you are the healer. You are the deliverer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, and we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as you continuously pour out to your people, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God. Build him up, Lord God. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that anointing on his life right now, God. Oh, we bless your name, Father, God. Have your way in his family's life, Lord God. Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you for doing a new thing for him right now, God. We come to praise your name today, Lord God. We come to bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we say Jesus, Jesus. Ah, we just say Jesus this morning. Now, Jesus is in the rescue today. He rescuing his people. We say Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That his right hand holding us up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He giving us power to tread over serpents, scorpions, the power of our enemies. By no means harm shall harm us. We say thank you. Oh, we thank you for the name of Jesus that laid his life down so we can live and have our being. We thank you right now, Father God. Oh, come bless his name with me today. He's worthy to be praised. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. He's the potter, and we his clay. And we thank him for molding us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
taking us to the next level in him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Who wasn't going to serve a father like that, that love us unconditionally? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, so we just thank you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that are around us, God, and not the breakdown. We thank you that we're getting better and not bitter. We thank you we're the victors and no longer the victims. We thank you, Lord God, that our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you're doing for your people, Lord God. Have your way even for the homeless today, God. Open up doors for the homeless, Lord God, that no man can close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man open. Because you love us all equally. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You have no favorite child, and we say thank you. So we come to bless your name today. Your word says, you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning. We come holler hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Because it's all about you, not about me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But it's about me doing your will and your way. And I ask you to have your way in my life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just come to bless his name today. We come to stay focused on the problem solver today and not the problem. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on around us, we still can have peace. All we got to do is say, Jesus, 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 the great physician. Jesus, our best friend. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way this morning, Lord God. Deliver and set us free today, Lord God. We thank you for a fresh fire, anointing, saturating us this day, Lord God. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, glorify you, Father God. We magnify you, Father God, who you are, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, oh, Father God. For you had him to do upon Calvary, oh, Father God, because of the great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, to set us free, oh, Father God, from the things, oh, Father God, that men and women will entertain in the near future, oh, Father God. Father God, you have given us breath of life, oh, Father God. Every morning, oh, Father God, you wake us up, oh, Father God, with a newness, oh, Father God. But I pray and I ask you, oh, Father God, that this new day, oh, Father God, you have waken us up to, oh, Father God, that we will not, oh, Father God, in any way, oh, Father God, mentally as well as spiritually, regulate our lives, oh, Father God, from the things of the past, oh, Father God. Father God, let our thoughts toward you, oh, Father God, that you have toward us, oh, Father God, be the same way, oh, Father God, that you have toward us, oh, Father God, so that we may emanate that, Father God, to others, oh, Father God. Father God, let us not hold any, oh, Father God, in us, oh, Father God, that will cause bitterness, anger, or evil. Strictly the fruits of the flesh, oh, Father God. But let us, oh, Father God, design the, what you have designed in us, oh, Father God, is for us to carry the fruits of the Spirit, oh, Father God. I ask, oh, Father God, that those things, oh, Father God, that have been laying dormant, oh, Father God, from the fruits of the Spirit, oh, Father God, will come alive within us, oh, Father God, so that we may move and truly have our being in you and what you are saying to us, oh, Father God. In this time that we are living in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in you there's no hate, no malice, no racism, oh, Father God. Father God, so let those same things, oh, Father God, dwell up in us, oh, Father God, that we may see, oh, Father God, the way you see, that we will love the way you love, we will understand the way you understand, that we will see behind the veil, oh, Father God, from what Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, on the phone cover, so that we may truly see, oh, Father God, see in the Spirit, oh, Father God, to the things that we are seeing now here on earth, oh, Father God, was already counseled, oh, Father God, in the Spirit, oh, Father God, because your words say, as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon earth. And you also said that our battle is not that it is spiritual. So, Father God, I ask, oh, Father God, that you have given us power, oh, Father God, over principalities, oh Father God, to be over dominions, oh Father God. So let our eyes and our understanding be balanced, oh Father God, so that the things that we may war for, warfare against, oh Father God, we may warfare within the right understanding, oh Father God, and intelligently maneuvering your word, oh Father God, in those areas, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for binding up the guardian spirits, oh Father God, of witchcraft and all of the demonic entities, oh Father God, that is being entertained by the demonic side, oh Father God. Father God, you have given us rulership. And also, Father God, in your word, you say, greater things shall we do in this time, oh Father God. In this time, oh Father God, it's totally different from the time that you spoke. But those words spoken back then is relevant for us today, oh Father God, because the things that you've done back then, that we are able to do those things in this dispensation, season and time, oh Father God, because of the Spirit, oh Father God, that dwelleth within us, oh Father God. Once we got baptized, oh Father God, we laid down the old man, oh Father God, and we rose up, oh Father God, in newness of life, oh Father God. But the old man, oh Father God, it seems to be in some of our lives, oh Father God. He likes to try and keep being resurrected, oh Father God, I can say, oh Father God. But Father God, let your word, oh Father God, and work Christ done upon Calvary, oh Father God, become concrete and settled within us, oh Father God, not wavering or tossed to and fro, oh Father God, because we stand upon the foundation of your word, Father. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God. I thank you, oh Father God, for removing, oh Father God, addictions, oh Father God, and people's lives that we may have picked up, oh Father God, during this lockdown, oh Father God, whether it be alcohol, may it be caffeine, may it be anything, oh Father God, that we was not doing, oh Father God, for this lockdown, that we may have picked up during this lockdown, oh Father God. I ask, oh Father God, that you will remove those things, oh Father God, from out your people's lives, from out the people's lives, oh Father God. Oh Father God, because we believe, oh Father God, that there's power. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. There's power, oh Father God. So we come before you this morning, oh Father God, to tap into those areas, oh Father God, that have laid dormant, oh Father God, up in our lives, oh Father God, but in you and through you, oh Father God, that you have placed within us, oh Father God, using us as vessels, oh Father God, that we, oh Father, can to release those things within the atmosphere, oh Father God, and those words, oh Father God, that come from our heart, oh Father God, are going out into the atmosphere, oh Father God. We pray that just like your word fall upon good ground, oh Father God. Father God, you say we was created in your image, oh Father God. Let our words, oh Father God, that is filtered and cleansed, oh Father God, by the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth, oh Father God, that will check us, oh Father God, before we release, oh Father God, something from out our mouth, oh Father God. Even it will check us, oh Father God, before we even think a thought. Because in your word, you say, catch every thought captive, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for all that you have given us, oh Father God, to move and have our being in you on this earth, oh Father God, and to show your love, oh Father God, to the people, oh Father God, that we encounter, oh Father God, throughout our daily lives, oh Father God. Let your spirit, oh Father God, dwell within us, reach me, oh Father God, and take root within us, oh Father God, because so that we may become, oh Father God, all that you desire and spoke for us to become, oh Father God, unhindered in this dispensation, season, and time, oh Father God. Because faith overcomes, oh Father God, it moves mountains, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for all that you have given us, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for even healing our physical body, oh Father God, that we need, oh Father God, to move and have our being, oh Father God, that this vessel that you have given us, O Father God, to carry your spirit in this earth realm, O Father God. We thank you for regulating it, O Father God. We thank you for removing, O Father God, the belief system that we have had, O Father God, that we may have even helped our sickness and our disease, O Father God, because of the thought patterns that we may have had, O Father God, that we have been taught to think, O Father God. Oh, but Father God, your word is much more powerful and greater than anything that man has created from the enemy, oh, Father God. So in that area, oh, Father God, I ask that you would open up our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see behind the veil, oh, Father God, in that area of our lives and decree and declare those things, oh, Father God, that we stand upon, which is the foundation of your word, oh, Father God. Yes, there's translations, oh, Father God. Yes, they have taken things out, but you, your spirit, oh, Father God, dwells within us, oh, Father God, and whatever that you have allowed our eyes to see and our ears to hear, Father God, you filter it, oh, Father God, to the understanding that you desire us to have, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, because we believe, oh, Father God. We trust, oh, Father God. We love, oh, Father God. All of those things, oh, Father God, that emanate from you, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for choosing us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, to you, oh, Father God, for the others that's coming, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening the next generation, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Open their eyes, oh, Father God. Whatever the enemy, oh, Father God, is attacking them with, you know, trying to build up his kingdom, oh, Father God, whatever the enemy meant for bad, turn around for our good, because you have brought them in areas, thought you subdue them in areas, but they're going to turn around and be spies against you and restore those things that they have got caught up into in the past, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, oh, Father God, for making us overcomers, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for removing doubt, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit, oh, Father God, that dwells within us, oh, Father God. We thank you for your great love, oh, Father God, that you have for us. We thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We thank you for cleansing us, oh, Father God, unconscious and subconscious. And only the consciousness of your spirit, oh, Father God, will rule and reign within our lives. Oh, Father God, we love you, oh, Father God. We honor you, oh, Father God. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. And we thank you. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, lost in the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. Sometimes we gotta take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we say. Oh, we say thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Top of the day to you, and I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive, and just giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor on this day, wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone you're representing in. God doesn't change. The Gregorian calendar does. So therefore, wherever you are in the United States of America, foreign countries, all seven continents, you're represented perfectly in the divine will of God and the design plan of God for your life and your destiny on today. And certainly we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he is to us, in us, and through us. And I want to take this time to thank the prayer warriors on this day for praying and standing in the gap. Prayer is needed in this day and time. The warfare around the world and in the earth realm is horrendous. And we need men and women of God who will be able to stand on the word of God in spite of all that is going on. So we honor the Lord for you all who take time out of your daily life to give God praise and to seek his face. David said something in the book of Psalms 55 and verse number 17. That's very powerful what he shared there in 55 and verse number 17. He said these words. He said, evening and morning and noon and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall do what? Hear my voice. There's a prayer in the land that's calling people to the gathering. Psalms 50 and 5, it said these words, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God to judge himself, Selah. We bless the Lord for your position of prayer and your posture and his plan. Your position of prayer and his, and your posture in his plan. Write that down. Your position in prayer. Your position in prayer. Posture in his plan. Your position in prayer and your posture in his plan. I want to talk from that place today.
But I want to deal with it from the book of Daniel, chapter number 2. Daniel, chapter number 2. I know today is Pentecost Sunday. On Pentecost Sunday, it's based upon the traditions of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Pentecost in the Christian world, we call the religious systems of the world, is the high holy day of Pentecost. It is celebrated on the 50th day, the seventh Sunday. Now, they added this in here from the Easter Sunday, actually Esther or Fertility Sunday or the Sun God. It commemorated the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and others who were followers of Jesus Christ, actually Yeshua, while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of the Weeks, as described in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 31. The holiday is also called the White Sunday, or White Sunday, or White Sun, White Sun, especially in the United Kingdom, where traditionally the next day will become White Monday. Was also a public holiday since 1971, fixed by the statute on the last Monday in May. The Monday after Pentecost is a legal holiday in many European countries. In Eastern Christianity, Pentecost also referred to the entire 50 days of Easter through Pentecost, exclusive, hence the book containing the liturgical text. Is called Pentecostarian. Since its date depends on the date of Easter, Pentecost is a movable feast. Pentecost is one of the great feasts of the Eastern Orthodox Church, prominently in the Roman Rites of the Catholic Church, a festival of the Lutheran Church, and principal feast of the Anglican Communion. Many Christian denominations provide a special liturgy for this holy celebration. Oftentimes in my study from a college perspective or university perspective, or even studying what we call etymology, the word etymology. The term Pentecost comes from a Greek word meaning Pentecosta, Pentecosta, P-E-N-T-E-K-O-S-T-E hyphen over the E, meaning 50th. It refers to the Jewish festival celebrating on the fifth day after the first fruit, also known as the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of the 50th Day in Rabbinic tradition. The Rabbinic tradition. Rabbinic liturgy, in its broadest sense, can mean the entire spectrum of Rabbinic writing throughout Jewish history. However, the term often refers specifically to literature from the Talmudic era as opposed to the medieval or modern rabbinic writing, and thus correspond with the Hebrew term just want the people to get a little history. The Septuagint, which is the Bible, used the word Pentecostal to refer to the Feast of Pentecost, only twice in the book of the Tobit, in the second book of the Maccabees, which are part of the Deuteronomical or the Apocrypha or the Apocryphos books in the Bible. The term Pentecost appeared in the Septuagint as one of the names of the Festival of the Weeks. The Septuagint writers also used the word in two other senses to signify the year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25, verse 10, an event which occurred every 50 years and in several passages of the chronology of the ordinal order. In theory, an ordinal number or ordinal is one of the you have to stay with me on here so I can explain this to you, how things became concept or things became established through observance of Roman Catholic Church, Eastern Catholicism, Old Catholic, Lutheran, Eastern Orthodox, Oriental Orthodox, and Anglican and other Christian teaching or Christian philosophy or what we call theologians were known as teachers or master teachers of religion. What you had in the book of Matthew chapter 3 is you had, John chapter 3 is a visitation from Nicodemus, who was a devout believer of the law. He meets Jesus and not Yeshua. And that's where you actually, when you read the Word of God, you receive or you hear the name Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus, Latin. Actually, Yeshua, we get the word Jesus in our writing. Your position in prayer, posture in his plan, your position in prayer. When you position yourself in prayer, you open up the door, and his posture is his plan for your life. However you position yourself, your mind, your thought, and your will in God, and you pray, your posture presents. So to really understand the generalization of the concept, a natural number that is used to describe a way to arrange a collection of objects in order, one after another. That's what you get when you get ordinal numbers. So you can have a little clarity of that. The term also has been used in literature in the Hellenistic Judaism. Many people don't understand what Hellenistic Judaism was, a form of Judaism in the classical antiquate that combined Jewish religious traditions with elements of Greek culture. Until the fall of the Western Roman Empire and in the early Muslim conquest of the Eastern Mediterranean, the main center of the Hellenistic Judaism, where Alexandria part of and Josephus. So when we talk about Pentecostalism or becoming Pentecost, or we are a Pentecostal people. You hear a lot of people say we are Pentecost, or we are a Pentecostal church. When you break the etymology down, you have to go back into the history of the actual feast that taketh into the Disperia of what the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit was about. Now, I don't have all morning to break it down for you, but what we know, or those who only study teeny bit of Pentecost, and then what we gather from the word Pentecost is the word Holy Spirit fell on the apostle. Now that becomes a culture understanding, not a historicity. Because if you go back to the actual understanding of Pentecost, you have to go back to its origin of feast. You have to go back to its event of the celebration. And then if you take all of the liturgies of the catechism out of it and the Jesuit orders out of it, and you take all of the ancient teaching of Hellenistic Judaism, that means that two select people came together, and take out the rabbinic traditions and all of these things, you get the word Holy Presence or Holy One. And when you're talking about his Holy Presence or Holy One, you're talking about a people who was the origination of God's oneness. So when we read the 66 books in the King James verse or version of the Bible, we're getting translations of writing. We get translations of writing. So in our translation of writings, we are following the tradition of man. Because in 1604, the King James of England authorized that a new translation of the Bible into the English be started. That was in 1604. So, in the new translation of the Bible, into the English be started, it was finished in 1611, just 85 years after the translation of the New Testament into the English appeared. That was in Tinsdale in 1521. the authorized version of the King James Version quickly became the standard English speaking of the Protestant. So therefore, many of us who have read the Word of God from the front to the back have always had questions about the Word of God. But the question really wasn't the Word of God. The question is the writer of the words based upon what they have been taught or traditionally have been passed down to them. So most people who are writers of what we call theology or theologians have passed down tradition in the life and the way of religious organization, religious teaching of different cultures and different nationalities and people. So when we study or celebrate different events in the Bible, we're studying or we're following traditional ways that are often in contradiction of the Holy Presence or Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm sharing will become what we call apologetics. Someone will have to defend the text or argue the text or debate the text. And rightfully so, because when you have been taught traditional ways and you only know based upon what has been given to you in those books or in the teaching and in those ways are actually in conflict of what was branded to you by a system generations and generations ago. So rightfully so, the argument is, or should be, or could be, is where do we lie in the hand of Elohim as it relates to our relationship with him compared to what has been taught or what has been written in what we call the translation of the Bible? Because the Bible is translational. And any theologian and scholar and those who are of the learn of the writing of the Bible will have to move in a way that will literally suspend church as usual. When I say it will suspend church as usual, it means now that men and women of God or those who follow the Word of God would have to actually rewrite history. But they can't when you have been locked into a system or been told this is the way God presents his earthly case to mankind. So when you study the Word of God and reaches a certain place in God, then the believers and the men and women of God must be able to move in a different mindset if you're really going to tap into the Holy Spirit or his Holy Presence. That means that many of us have been limited to really understanding Elohim or God himself. The depths, breadth, and width of God is far greater than anything that can ever be contained in any book that's been written. So what we receive, experience, and learn from the etymology, background, New Testament, Old Testament, we as believers have to be able to change our mindset. And that's a war when you have been taught and trained through the systematic theology of the world. Systematic theology literally means a system of religion that have been taught through generations that have set the people based upon who was in control at that time. I hope this is making sense to somebody today. So whoever was in control during the dominance of a generation, a century, or dominance during a world transition of power, then whatever or whomever was in authority or in power will use religion or use the spiritual point of view for that generation or the people. Therefore, in our writing, if you are a doctorate in theology or a doctorate in divinity or a PhD in ministry or studying of Christian counseling, your dissertation is written based upon the event of that particular subject matter. And so in your writing based upon what was given to that particular religious institution or people at that particular time. Now, for a man and woman, let's say spiritual people who are serving the Lord, we must operate literally in contradiction. Because when people say the Word of God is infallible or everything is contained here, it's a little disingenuism. I call it disingenuism. You have to be a man and woman who might have to move outside the scope of just 66 books that was given to us or that was written here. Now these, I was talking with one of my good friends of wisdom who, a very wise man, not of our culture or persuasion, more of the German, Serbian background. We were talking and he was sharing with me wisdom of the Word of God or the Bible. And he was saying it was given to us as a book to follow. And so those who were Christian believers, we had something to go by in our religion, our teaching. So therefore, if we had this book to go by, then if something in this book did not fit the ancient spirits what we call Bethlehemim, these were considered fallen angels or people who follow the ancient spirits of Nimrod. Then what was easy for them to do is change the translation. Because the more you come into the knowledge of who God is, the more you have to be in contradictory of what we were taught or what was given to us by our family, loved ones, or ancestors. So the question is, who are our ancestors? And who are the ones that has given us these teachings? Because Karl Marx wrote a writing that was very profound, and he wrote this letter on religion. And in his writing of the letter on religion, it was unique as it relates to the life of people. In his particular writing, you've heard me mention him on a number of occasions in my writing, what Karl Marx called religion, the sin of the oppressed creature, the heartless of the fallen world, and the senseless of a senseless people, and religion became an opium to the people, unquote. Now, if anybody study pharmaceutical and understand what opiate is, it was used as a drug to numb things, to take away the norm. So in studying Pentecost, we have to go back beyond what we have been taught, not just from the book of Acts, but from the mindset of people who taught us from the book of Acts chapter number 2, and we have to move beyond the 50 days before the book of Acts, which traditional believers, or those we call it Easter, Esther, the fertility god. So in going back into those areas in arena, we have to take our mind far beyond the norm of what we've been taught or spoken. That's why when you're in ministry and you have to deal with people who have issues, challenges, pains, and the list goes on, one must be able to understand God and his concept of dealing with people. Because when you deal with events and you deal with feast and you deal with what we call Pentecostalism, or the term Pentecost from the Greek word Pentecoste, meaning the 50th, referring to the Jewish festival celebrated on the 50th day after the first fruit, also known as the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of the 50 Days in the rabbinic traditions. We have to know how to deal with people. Now, notice I said to you, if you're in ministry, you have to deal with people who have issues, challenges, pains, and the list goes on. We have to move beyond what we call an event to deal with the pain of people. That's why I started us off today talking about posture, talking about being able to reach the people beyond these events that we're trained, taught, or we're sharing with people, so that we can move into dealing with the actual issues that are at hand. It's easy to talk about feast. It's easy well, not necessarily easy because if you don't know the historicity of an event, and actually this is teaching that we could teach an error, making ourselves feel good about an event when actually these traditions have caused us to error in our walk with God and move us away from the teaching or the ways of wholeness or holiness of God, his righteousness for our life. And so many times in the Word of God, people have missed God following tradition of men or people. And what we have is traditions of people that moved us away from being able to literally understand his spirit and his ways. So your posture in prayer or your position in prayer, posture you in his place. The church world as we look at it today, as we're watching it today, has actually been changed. And God is trying to bring us into the ways of him so that we won't continue to go down the road of being misinformed of his presence. Now, I want to deal with this right here, and I'm going to pause because I don't want to give the people too much because you're going to have to do a little of your own homework after this. But I want to deal with this perspective here. When you're in ministry, you have to deal with people who have issues, challenges, pain, and the list goes on, actually sin. And then you're going to have to deal with those who are religious people who are ritualistic, say they love all of the rituals in church. They're following the traditions of their mother, father, or the brands of what made them feel good by way of the ritual. And so to really understand God, Elohim, in his ways, we would have to move literally into the mysteries. Mysterious in the Greek is something outside what we call the mythological cognitive ability or the medieval teaching ability. It's something that God has to overshadow us with, and he give it to us. To truly understand the mysterious, you have to have an attitude that will contradict the attitude of cognitive ability, and you'll never get it in a university. It must be revealed to you straight from God. And most of the time when God began to reveal to us his actual plan for our life, it becomes a battle and a fear that grips people. And the reason why it becomes a fear that grips people is because we feel we will lose friends if I tell them the actual truth that is contained from the mind, will, and thought of God and not from the Word of God, which we call sacred. Because when God starts revealing himself to you in his actuality or actualized the Word of God, it's going to be in contradictory of the norm of what we read, learned, and understand. So therefore, most of us who are operating and studying the Word of God, we will find ourselves normally being called heretics because we are not teaching what's in the Bible. of what was taught to us from Roman Catholic Eastern Catholicism or Roman Catholicism or Old Catholics, Lutheran, Eastern Orthodox, Oriental Orthodox, or Anglican in other church religion. We're moving beyond what was taught to them or what was revealed to them into a place that God reveals to us. Then you have to deal with the writings of Arabic and Hebrew and German, Greek, Latin, English term, then what we get as writers, and then culturally what we get as a people who were once slave systems but once ruling nations and country and a people. I said a lot there to in my disparia, because what I'm saying here is not a norm that you get from a preach word on a Sunday in a church or a Wednesday night Bible class. Most of it is to water you down to make you feel good, and then you still go out with the mindset and the thought and the will that to make you feel good. I'm making you think outside the normalcy of where you are, because many people in this dispensation of time who will come back into what we call the institutionalism of church, because it is what we are. Most people are only going back to the institutionalism of church. And then those who will go back to the institutionalism of church is because they never willing to change their posture, their conversation. They need to be in the atmosphere of institutionalism, because institutionalism, once a person becomes institutionalized from what we call a psychological standpoint, it means that you, no matter what you do or say, you will not be changed. You will not change from institutionalism. Institutionalism, people mean they've been institutionalized. When you have been institutionalized, therefore, you're not a problem, because anytime you're institutionalized, only thing we do is medicate your institutionalism to make you feel good. You know, when I was doing some of my research back in my early younger years of life, I was a counselor in a psych unit, before that promoted to a unit supervisor of children in the adolescents. I had the children adolescent unit in a psych ward, I went from the adults, well, not necessarily adults, the young adults that were ages, I think it was anything after 14 to 16 or 14 to 18 in the adult unit. They transferred me to the younger unit with the children unit, so that I had ages 4 through, I think, 11, 4 to 11, right in that age limit. I can't remember quite. One of the things I learned, Administrator Brian, is on the psych unit, they put me on this unit that was chaotic. Now listen to this, people. God, it was chaotic. And most of these children were either in this psych unit, they were all, most of them were all either children who were fetal alcohol syndrome, their parents were either alcohol or drug addicted babies, or even children who were actually raped at a young age. So I'm on a unit with little babies. Now, I'm going to blow y'all mad today, because I'm going to take you back to a powerful piece that I shared with the people last week. Now, but most of you are going to be in contradiction of this, but that's okay. It's okay. You just study love. You'll understand how powerful it is over all of the other things in religion. Find out how really the power of love is. You'll find less divorce. You'll find greater love. You'll find greater understanding. We'll have more people that will be more sympathetic to peoples of any culture background, because love is the personification of anything. That's why, and when you deal with the word love in actual 1 Corinthians 13:1, you deal with it outside the norm of what we call religion or religiosity or the teaching. You understand the concept of it, because it takes you, it requires one to die of self, flesh, person, and your own mindset. It requires you, for most of us, we feel that it takes it hampers our pride. Love doesn't hamper your pride. It puts you in position for the prize. You can write that one down. It doesn't hamper your pride. It puts you in position for the prize. Stay with me here. So here now what you have is me on a unit with little children. Most of them was either sexual abuse. They were children who was messed up by drug-addicted mothers or fathers. And I was put on this unit with chaotic little boys and little girls. And I found myself having to transcend my thoughts based outside of my book teaching, the norm of the policies of the hospital and the unit that I was on, the psych unit, the medicated system that was there because they was making millions of dollars doing medication on the kids, children, all of the things, putting kids in what we call the QR room or locking them down. I had to change my mindset. And as soon as I came on the unit, I was introduced to a little child. And this little child was a little girl. She was approximately 10 years old. I read the report of her life. And when I read the report of her life, I weeped inside. I just weeped inside. But immediately I had to get beyond my emotions to move into the pain, to move into the issue, the challenges of this particular child's life. So I can look at where she came from and what happened to her and the violation. I had to go straight into bringing the power of a love to her life, because she was the influences of all the other kids on the unit. So I had bad little boys, bad little girls, and these were all white kids, black kids, Spanish kids, kids from all backgrounds and all kinds of backgrounds. 27 of them, actually. 27 kids on the unit. Now, for me, I knew it was a setup. I knew it was a setup from the office. So I said, okay, I'm coming on this unit with children who have history of sexual abuses and actually sexual violation and history of pains and issues. So how would I be able to reach them and bring breakthrough to their lives? How would I do this to keep order on this unit? How would I do that? And the only way you had to do that is you had to win the heart of the corporate or the one that's keeping the problem. You have to win over that person. And how do you win over a child or a person that doesn't understand love, period, in her life or their life? What they see as love is a mother selling them for drugs. What they see as love is the abuse of a man or even a woman. So you have to change the mindset. Now, let me go back to what I call Pentecost so I won't lose you all while I'm teaching here. So if you're going to understand what we call Pentecost or White Sunday and understand the holy presence of God, to tap into the Holy Spirit of God, you have to know the presence of God before you can ever step into the Spirit. Because most people really don't have the presence of God because of their behavior and what they learn from pulpits, from people, from what they see, from what they learn. But to have the holy presence of God, it means that the presence of God has to indwell in you. And you have to have the presence of God in you that his Spirit may be personified on the outside of you. So when you have the Holy Spirit of God, you show it at all levels. See, you can't be institutionalized, and we have a lot of people's pains have been institutionalized. They're in painful places in their life, but they institutionalized their pain. Their pain is their prescription to define why they feel the way they feel towards other people, other church folks, how they feel towards God and what they think is protecting them. No, your pain has been institutionalized. So I had to go back. Now let's go back to the unit where I'm working at the hospital in my early 2000, and here I am on a psych ward dealing with children whose pain was institutionalized. They were institutionalized as children. I had to bring to them a way to get them outside of the institutionalized system. So we had 5, 6, 7 years old children. So what I did is I gathered them together, all 27 of the children. There were therapists that was not there. There was other staff that was not there. And I was put on a unit that was totally chaos. They had already talked about this particular unit will be shut down. They already mentioned it. They said, we just need you to go on this unit, Matthews, temporary. And they took the young white young lady off the unit and the young white man off the unit because they were kind of new employees. That's what they told me. They said, so we asked that you work with them on the unit. I said, that should be fine. We can do that, and let's try to bring a little resolve to the issue here. So they already been talking about closing the unit down anyway, that part of the wing of the hospital. So therefore, I was sent on that particular unit. So I get to the unit, and the little kids are jumping on them, and they're going all crazy, and their faces are stressed out. And I'm looking, and I said, well, let me look around. So I did what we call an examination of my atmosphere. I'm watching the spirits. Now, most people in any job, they will read what we call the chart of the children. I took a minute. I said, let me look through some of these charts and see what the kids, if I'm going to chart on them, because after all, we had to do a daily chart of their diagnosis. So I began to look at the chart and going through the chart. Ooh, wow. Mm. Look at the doctor diagnosed this. This kid is on this kind of medication. It's kind of, whoa. So I had to do some charting. And I was like, wow. So I went over the list and then I had 27 different charts. So by the end of the day, because, you know, I'm one of those kids that's brain works very heavily. So I go through the chart. Wow. Man, wow, this kid here, this is what happened to them. This is what they when they came into the hospital, when they came into triage, da-da-da. So I'm reading through all the charts, and I'm saying, okay, God, you have to take this computer of mine, and you have to download to me how to bring changes to this unit, and you got to do it fast. I told the Lord, you got to do it fast because I don't have a lot of time. You got to do this fast. And immediately he pinpointed the little one on the unit. And the little one, she was a rough one. Everybody already told her she's rough on the unit. She'll kick you. She'll bite you. You better be careful. She'll punch you. And she's known to kick people in the most important part of their life, if you're a man, because that's where her safety was. And so when I came onto the unit, I said, Lord, this is what this little child is dealing with. I said, wow. So we have to get to the bottom of that. I think within that month, I think it took a month, about 37 days for me on that unit to literally get it all in such a piece. I think in the 15th day of the unit, 10 days into me being on that unit, things started changing. On the days off, it was chaotic on the days there I was working. But let me try to do this real quickly to let you all understand what I had to do. So I brought together the 27 children, and I had all of them, each child, I said, give me crayons and give me paper. And I said, I want each of you little ones. I wrote a picture of myself. I wrote the sun, the moon, the house. And I said, look at this picture. I said, look at this little picture. I said, I want every one of you all to write something in your life that make you happy and write something that make you sad. What I did first is I told them what made me sad. Now, listen to this, people of God. I said, this would make me sad. And the little bad girl in the unit said, you big people get sad too? I said, oh, yes. I said, I get sad all the time. How do you big people get sad when you make little people sad all the time? I said, ah, now we got a conversation here. I said, well, you write down what big people make you sad about. You see me, I'm a big person. I wrote to you to let you know what other big people make me sad about. She began to write. And all of the influence of the other 27, 26 kids on the unit began to hear her cry. All of them write on paper what made them sad. Then, during the unit time, the therapist came and said that I was going against her therapeutic plan. I said, well, explain to me, I'm going against your therapeutic plan. Are you writing colors on the paper and asking kids to do something? Or is this part of my time and this is part of my free time that I'm doing something creative with the kids? Oh, no, I'm not saying that, but we don't want you to do diagnosis and all that. I'm not doing diagnosis. I'm doing what we call creative artwork. It's called creative artwork. In my culture, we're painters, so we have to do a creative artwork. Do that offend you? No. I'm just saying. I said, okay, this is called creative artwork. That's all. I'm just doing something creative. That's all. It's okay. So we was in that battle, so I had to battle her from the office on the floor. So actually, I took the writings of each child's pain, and I kept them. Then I began to talk about each person's pain, the little children. So they be, and I began to do my own mindset. Now let me take it back over to the spiritual part. I got to end with this real quick. Many of us in the church world, we are in a strange time in our lives. And I wasn't going to go this way because I wanted to share a dream that I know is getting ready to manifest itself, but I have to pick up this probably at a later time because of time. I'm very time conscious now in my teaching. In studying Pentecostalism, or what we call Pentecost, or the Feast of Pentecost, or what we call Pentecosta, meaning the 50th day, referring to the Jewish festival that celebrated the 50th day after the first fruit, and also the Feast of the Week. Now, most of us, we're talking about the feast of the 50th day. The rabbinic tradition talks about it from a different perspective, and then you get the Book of the Tobit and the Maccabi book of their writing, and then you get what we call Deuteronomical writings, and each of those different writings. The second book of the Maccabees also is called the Book of the Maccabees. It's a Deuteronomical book of the originally the Greek, which focused on the Maccabean revolt against what we call the Antiochus the Third, and it concluded the defeat of the Sadducee Empire, generally at Nicaea in 161 BC. Judas of Maccabee, and it's a whole tradition. I don't want to go there real fast. I'm trying to take us there. So, because if you're going to study church and religion and all of those stuff and understand what we call more scholars or theologian or theology, it takes us back into many, many, many minds of teaching. So, I actually gave you a whole. I tried to throw a 7-week course and a 1.5-hour sharing of today, so actually 1 hour. So to really study and understand Pentecost, we have to really go back beyond what Acts gave us, the book of Acts gave us, or Acts chapter 2, and that when the day of Pentecost will fully come, or the fully come of the Pentecost, or what we call the first fruit time, the Feast of the Weeks, and all of those things, because some people don't even study any of those at all, period. So therefore, you really can't understand Pentecost, because most people use the word Pentecost as cloven tongue, speaking in tongues, fire cloven tongue, speaking in tongues, and Suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the place, but actually the 122 in the upper 120 upper room experienced the apostles, the indwelling of the Spirit of the Lord God, and I'm trying to break it down, the indwelling of the Spirit of God. So we get Pentecostalism and we get speaking in tongues from, you know, that's speaking in tongues, the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then all of them were in one room and one accord, and when really that was an event, a time of event, and it was different nations coming together with different languages, all different languages. So if you study it, you'll find out with different languages. And out of that chapter, Acts chapter 2, 1 through 31, you have to read through it each differently. Because when we are dealing with Pentecost, we have to deal with it from this perspective, simply knowing that it was an event held. And in the event that was held, it was an event that was followed by the presence. All through the Word of God, there's always the presence of God or the presence of the Spirit. It just didn't happen in Acts chapter 2. It's in history of his presence. In your position of prayer, posture you in his plan. And in his plan, many of us have to really get into his presence, because in the time that we're in, television, TV, narratives, people, life, you're going to miss it listening to them. You have to be able to shut yourself down now and open up the presence of God. Because to get into his presence, he's going to reveal to you what he's been revealing for years, centuries, decades, and millions of years before anything ever became written as a script. The presence of God is where the fullness, not of joy, but information, knowledge of who he is in his presence. But because many people are walking around busybodies, they can't get into his presence. Mental illness, mental incompetency, being incarcerated, being landlocked, is because we put limits on God's presence. God is trying to get his people to understand his presence in you. Outside of the what we call, what we're looking at in the world today, God wants his people into his presence. Today you're going to have billions of people celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, Pentecost service. We're going to have people shouting and enjoying the festival of Pentecost. We've got people already prepared for the tradition of Pentecost. Everything is set. People are watching it on Facebook, social media. They're going to be part of the move. People are going to be ready to go in church and jump into speaking in tongues. You're going to get people going to go into churches teaching Pentecost totally wrong. You're going to be people teaching it based upon what they know. But none of them, I won't say that. Let me back up. Many of them won't understand the presence of God. The presence of God opens us up to understand who he is and what he's actually about, beyond what we've been taught, sold, introduced to, recognized by, or even the word has given us, having the presence of God. There's a powerful thing about being in the presence of the Lord God. In him is self-healing, deliverance, breakthrough. In the presence of God, there's things you wouldn't even imagine God would do for you in his presence. You won't have to email anybody, text message anybody, call up people. In the presence of God, all you do is just start writing. It will make sense to you. He will open you up to levels of him, about him, what he's doing, and the things that you can become based upon him. In the presence of God. Pentecost, or the day of Pentecost, or the feast of Pentecost, or the event of Pentecost, or what we call Pentecostarian, and they depend on the date of Easter. It is the date of Easter. And so when we study the dates of Easter or the movable feast, the date of Easter is determined in each year through the calculation known as computus. Easter is celebrated on the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon, which is the first full moon on or after the 21st of March, determining the date in advance, requiring a correlation between the lunar. So many times, if we don't study the word of God and receive the revelation of God, we will be so caught up in tradition, religion, teaching. Because to yell and talk about people aren't saved, religion, all of these things, and ancient spirit, ancient religion, Eastern culture, Catholicism, Orthodox, the list goes on. It's easy to say those things. But if you don't even know that you're following those things, then really, you're just talking and not studying that the thing, the very thing that you're saying that you're not living or teaching about, you actually are. That's why it's important to understand the power of God and who he is in you. That's far beyond the normalcy of what we learn, taught. Your position in prayer posture you in his place to release his presence. I tell the Lord, I need to be in your presence, and I need to have your presence in me. And it requires me to die of anything that is not of his presence. All of the processes that have been given to us, incarceration, institutionalism, in your own timing, paint a picture. Write down what you feel makes you feel bad. Then present it to God. And then he'll say to you, the world was framed by the word of God. The word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word, his sound, his frequency, his rhythm will never change. God is love. He is. And his presence always operates from that place. Love is majorly correcting those that are incorrectable. Love is telling truth on the lie. Love is being able to do it with a spirit that no matter if you agree or disagree with me, I don't walk away with a spirit of offense. But I walk away with knowing that I told you truth. And we don't necessarily have to agree. The power of God. Your posture in prayer. Or your position in prayer. Posture you in this plan. There's a lot that needs to be changed and taught. We won't do it in this day and neither we won't do it in the next 100 years or century. But if you do it in your own life, you can leave an impact on someone's life that can never be the same. Amen. Hold on to the changing hand of God. Don't be moved by the forms and fashions of the world. Fasten yourself after him. Fasten your seatbelt in this season of your life. Let God will be done in you. As you're studying, listening, I told you I'm prophetic, so sometimes we said we'll go to the word of God, but then God would take me into the realm of things, and it would just change the dynamics of what I want to say, what I want to read, and then he just began to give you a revelation of what needs to be brought to the people. So I always move from one place to another, but they always bring us back to the original place of what God wants in our life. You have to be in his presence, thanks. Thank you, God, to be in his presence. We have to be in the presence of the Lord God. And in his presence, we'll have understanding of what he wants us to do. The hardest thing is to say God said it and find out years later that he never told you anything. You want to say it again? The most difficult thing is to say God said it, and then years later down the road, he never told you anything. We got to get in his presence. And then in his presence, then he will reveal to you everything you need from his position to prayer to posture to his plan. Get in the presence of God. Every great man or woman of God always learns. Before you get before any speaker, you have studied the word for yourself. As I teach my students in anything they do, whether it's prophetic, anything you do in any level of teaching as a teacher, sound is very pivotal to anybody. But before you get in any class or be taught by anyone, learn your subject. Learn something about the subject so that when you get in the class, if it doesn't sound right, you can ask the teacher. When the students are ready, the teacher will appear. You don't have to create a class. The class is already in session. Just open your heart for the teacher to come. When the students are ready, the teacher will appear. And there's great teachers on the horizon and absolutely a lot of students ready to be taught. That's why you have to protect those that are around you from the presence of people who want the stage for the wrong reason. Amen. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor on today. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for opening the people up to understand who you are and what you are to them, in them, and through them. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor on this day. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of confusion, God, that will come from teaching such as this, God. Open them up to understand not only you, but understand you in them and who you are to them so that they will be able to know you in the fullness of your holiness. God, we thank you right now. We know that there is a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the sun. And God, bring it to us that we may know you in Jesus' name. And now, God, we come against the stronghold and the strong man, God. We come against resistance in the spirit realm. Open your people up, God, that they won't be in resistance of you, God, because they're coming into something new that's of you. Father, we thank you for it now. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season that you have us in, that our mind is open unto you and attended unto your ear. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, saints of God, we just bless you on today. We thank God for the word of God that has been given free course to God's people on today. Administrator Bryant, is there any announcements over there, woman of God? Bless you on today. Anything we need to govern ourselves accordingly to? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord. All right. Saints of God. So, thank you. Saints of God, just prepare yourself if you're in the Chicagoland area today or Chicago land, Northwest Indiana, because that includes the borders of Illinois and Indiana, Northwest Indiana. Join us in our service today at 11 a.m. at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We will be in the building allowing the Spirit of the Lord God to have his way. I'm in the governmental place now, so I'm always open to God's presence. We have to be in the presence of God to be open to the things of God. Not that I've never been open. I'm always open to what God is saying. But we're in a place where we want everything to be revealed to God's people in a time like this. So we bless the Lord on today, and we give him praise, glory, and honor. All right, so join us today at 11 o'clock. We will probably go Facebook Live right around the 11:30, 11:45 time. And so we want you to join us and be part of the service on today and the atmosphere with us. If you're in India, the cities around the United States and around the world with kingdom leaders that are ministering the word of God, some of them are getting ready to start their service now. Join them in their service. In South Bend, we join the Apostolic House of Deliverance under the leadership of its Apostolic House leader, Apostle Russell Shipu, and Pastor Carter there, 4313 Linden Avenue. If you're in the city of Virginia, state of Virginia, city of Newport News, Hampton, join Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife, Eugenie Simmons, in their services there. Restoration Truth Ministry. They'll be doing Facebook Live real soon. Join them in their service. You're in the Fort Worth, Texas area. Join our friend, Pastor Marcus Harris. They're doing their service via their conference line. So you can follow them on their conference line there. All you have to do is go into his page, look at his name, there's a conference line number there, and you'll join them in their service. You are in the territory of South Carolina, Marion, South Carolina. Join Pastor Gainey and her newly established administrative team pastoring there. Pastor Myers and Assistant Pastor Dixon, Francesca, and Pastor Aaron, as they're taking over the helm of Ark Family Fellowship Church there in Marion, freeing the woman of God up to do the work of the kingdom of God. So join them in their service there as the word of the Lord comes alive there. In they're doing great things there. They have a food program and various other activities that they're doing in the kingdom of God. Great young man and woman of God that are doing great things in that region. And we celebrate God for what he's doing in you all there. If you are in the Joliet area, join my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, in the Way of Life Holiness Church there in the city of Joliet, 654 Patterson Road, 1130. He will be at the helm, 79 years in counting. He's celebrating 79 years, my dad. Turned 79. He was talking at the restaurant. I said, how do you feel being 79? My dad said, I feel like I'm 16 years. He felt like he's feeling when he was 16 years old. And I said, Dad, that's everything about age is all in the mind. If your mind tells you that, then you feel like what your mind puts you into. I remember years ago, and many of you all may concur with this, when I was 17 and 16, I wanted to be 21 so I can get into the parties and the clubs. Now that I'm at my age, I was rushing to get old. Now most of us want to rush back to get our age back. Isn't it interesting? I'll be glad when I get old so I can get out of this house. Now you're in your own house, and sometimes you wish you could be back in the house where you were once at. See, in life, there's so many things that are changing and transitioning. And we don't see what we see until we reach a certain level of maturity. When you see it, you don't digress. You deal with regrets. But you thank God that you can progress in the middle of all of those things. So I thank God for my dad, who's 79, my mom, 74, is still here in the land of the living. So we honor them on today. I celebrate him on his birthday. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. Spend time with your parents if you have them, no matter what the issue is. And those whose parents went on to be with the Lord, thank you for letting them be a part of the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews chapter number 12. That's cheerleading us on. Thank God for the cheerleaders that's cheering us on. Thank God for them. We're standing in the gap. They saw you one way, now they're looking at you another way. Their prayers have came to pass because they prayed us through. Some of us prayed us through some stuff we wouldn't even imagine. But thank God for the prayers of the saints, the righteous, and the family members on today. Bless you on today. All right, thanks to God, we're preparing ourselves for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021 coming up. It will be June 25th, 26th, and 27th. We will have three powerful, awesome day, evening services. You will be blessed tremendously in daytime service. Friday night will be Apostle Maurice Simmons of Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Virginia. Saturday will be yours truly. I will be ministering Saturday evening to the General Assembly on Saturday night. Sunday morning, we will have two powerful women of God, Dynamic Duel, Pastor Sandra Gain, and Evangelist Dr. Carlina Wilkes will be ministering that Sunday morning to us. We're looking forward to a powerful time, a theme of our conference. It will be a powerful time in the Lord. We're looking forward to you all connecting with us. For the conference, we have the information ready. Those who are reserving hotels and dates and time, the registration fee of $50. The theme is we have stood the test of time, 10 years. So the theme of our conference, we have stood the test of time. Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021, looking forward to a great time in the Lord. As we're leading up to this conference, we're going to be leading up to the conference with such a powerful presence. So as we exit out of May into June, we're going to be dealing with some other things on our Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. I'll have more information forthcoming with you all there. Those wherever in our city, join us in our services. If you ever watching me on Facebook, join us as we share the word of God via Facebook Live Tuesday night. And Sundays, and sometimes throughout the week if schedule permits us to do so. We love to have you to follow us as we're ministering the Word of God. Stay with us as we share the Word on Sunday morning right here on our blog talk right here, as well as following us on our conference line as we're ministering the Word of God you will be blessed. There are many things that God is revealing to the body and to many of us. So don't lose sight of the vision for which God has given many of us to share with the Word of God. Oftentimes, this quiet place of getting in the presence of God is revealing many things to us and to the believer. So you want to be in position to hear what God is saying. The Word of God said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I don't want the Spirit of God's people to be lost by any other ways or any other things. You want to be in the presence of God. And in his presence, he's a revealer of many things to the body, to the believers, to the saints of God. The saints of God, these are the times where the Spirit of God is bringing things alive to us in such a powerful way. And in the presence of God, it's fullness of joy. And I want you to know that you're not going to miss it in this season, because there's many things that God is revealing to us in this dispensation and in this time. It's coming alive to our life, heart, mind. And the people of God are receiving. Some of the things are not comfortable for us because we have not seen it or heard it, or it has not been revealed to us in such a way. And so as we're revealing the revelation of God in the history of church and the history of things, it's making us see God from a totally different perspective, and not from a man's revelation, but from the presence of God himself. And in the translation of the Word of God, he wants us to know who he is fully and what he's about. And if you love the Lord, and you're open to God, and you're open to receive, and you're open for change, and change is already here. It's been here thousands of years now. It's been revealed to us so that you won't operate in the things of the past, but you'll operate in the things of his future. God is futuristic. He doesn't consult your past. He always consults your future. He's finished that. Now he's trying to get you to the end of a matter. That's why the Bible says, he who endured to the end shall be saved. It's not how you started. It's how you finish this race. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 is how you finish. So finish whatever you do. Finish strong. Saints of God, finish strong. Fulfill the purpose and the destiny for which God had mandated for your life. Finish strong, and let his will be done. All right, so we're looking forward to many of you joining us in our service today and for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021. If you're interested in being part of the conference, please feel free to reach out to our administrative office. It's there in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. You can call the office number at 877-912-2027. There's another number that Administrator Bryant had there. I don't have it with me at this time. But reach out to the woman of God. She'll get back with you. We have these schedules that are kind of hectic, so throughout the week. Our local office number, for those who want to connect with us locally in our local office, is 708-825-1988. That's our local office, 708-825-1988, to reach out to us in our local office. We'd love to connect with you. If you're seeking counseling, call our local office or our headquarters office. Amen. All right, people of God, we bless the Lord today. I hope the Word of God bless you and minister to you in one way or another. I hope this made sense to you and opened you up and engaged you into understanding my will and thought of the Lord, and that you won't be lost in this season. So when you go back into the church world, or let me put it like this, when you go back into the building of your local assembly, you will be open to the revelation that will be released or revealed through that leader, or through what God has given you to understand. The body of Christ and many believers in this season of your life, it is imperative that you move, flow, and operate in a different mindset than the norm. Our behavior pattern is changing, and the mindset of the way we view things are different than the way we saw it. God is a God that's revealing himself to us in such a profound way, and you don't want to miss out on it. All right, so I thank God for you on today. I had an unusual dream that God had given me. It's really unusual, but it has a lot of meaning to it. And I believe it's going to give some clarity to some things that are going on in the land right now. And for the sake of time, because we're a little bit after a 9 o'clock hour here in this time zone, 10 p.m. Eastern time zone, it's another time zone, I will share it with many of you. Probably via Facebook and or as the Lord deems throughout this day. Continue to keep me in your prayers. I'm dealing with these burn degrees in my face, and healing is coming forth. So keep me in your prayers. Thanks to God. We bless the Lord for you on today, and we honor the Lord for your gift to the body of Christ. Those who want to be a blessing to us today, you can go to our website. Our website is WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org. That's our website. And you can sow a seed into the work that we're doing or the ministry work that we're doing. Also, you can do it via Zelle. Zelle is Zelle at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at Yahoo.com. WeRestoreYou, the letter U. That's WeRestoreYou. You, the letter and the alphabet, you at yahoo.com. Also, you can do it via Cash App, the app on the phone. If you have it, download the Cash App Money Sign at RFPIM. I hope that I didn't say that too fast. You can do it. We'll have a commercial that'll show you, tell you how to do it if you want to sow that seed. You can do that as well, too. Amen. Say to God, I'm excited about your future and what the Lord is doing for you, in you, and through you. And continue to walk in the victory of God, not as a victim of the enemy, in victory. The more you come into the knowledge of the truth of a matter, the more you become, knowledgeable over those who think they know what they know. When you understand the truth that's contained not only in the word of God, but in the scrolls, the sacred writings of things, in the mind of God that revealed to you, actualized through his word, so that you can become men and women of God to understand the word, will, ways of God for your life. Don't bail out too soon in your walk with the Lord. There's more that God wants to reveal to us in us and through us on today. Amen. I thank God for the saints of God today. So we said all of those things. Stay in that place of God, walk in the victory of God, maintain the promise of God, keep the possessions of God. Don't lose sight of the things of God. Hold on to the unchanging hand of God and watch him reveal to you who he is. Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, Emmanuel. Understand it's through the grace of God that's sufficient for us to be able to walk in the power and the presence of God. How to contain what God has given you. Keep your mind focused in his presence. There is greatness, fullness, power, understanding. And once you understand God, the enemy doesn't have access to the place, the plan, or the portals in your life. Because the more you come into the knowledge of God and the truth of God, it will reveal to you how to defeat the enemy of the kingdom of God. That's why anytime you study in God's word and you get into his presence, he's actually revealing to you every move that the fallen angels have done or are trying to do against you. Because it's only through the very substratum that God will reveal to us the secrets of the heavenly so that we will know how to deal with the demons in the earth realm. These fallen angels who have fell from their estate are only using the weaponry of the mysteries of the kingdom of God that were given to them. And when God revealed to you in the earth realm their secrets, then there's no power for them to overthrow us. Because the word of God says we're just a little lower than the angels. So it wasn't the angels that are, not only the angels there, but the fallen angels. So our estate is just as powerful as they are. So we have to know who we are in the kingdom of God. If you open your mouth and present the plan of God, the enemy cannot stop you from doing what God has for you. You just have to open your mouth. And when you speak the word of God, you speak it as an authoritative figure in the presence of God. And when you speak from that, you speak it as a vessel for him in the kingdom of God on earth. The kingdom of God is at hand. And it's in you on today. Amen. We love you. Thank to God. We thank God for you on today. All right. You all be blessed. Stay in the place of God. Stay strong in God. Don't lose sight of the vision. Hold on. We'll see you all today at 11 a.m. for our worship experience. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. Go in his strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.